Our next item is Jungle Jim's Amusement Park, revised site plan on Road 273.
This is a revised site plan for an expansion to an existing water park. The proposed expansion is for a new water feature within the existing water slide portion of the project. This request was deferred at the February 20th, 2008 special meeting. We didn't have an elevation of what the gray part would look like. The engineering firms provided us with a copy of that. Proposed slide has to be 24 feet in height. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. And we're raising a question if you would approve it as submitted or require conditional use. When the park water slide was originally built, it was permitted use for an amusement district.
But not now, right?
Correct.
Lawrence, do you have any history of approving these without requiring them to file a conditional use?
This one's a commercial zone. It's been reviewed a couple of times for changes in their configuration. But they weren't required to go conditional use.
So you approved them in the past as revisions to site plan?
Yeah. Mission is. Getting ready, they're also, they've just come in since they submitted this, and they're going to delete the go-kart tracks and expand their parking area too, which we wouldn't have to look at that because it's not really a change. It's elimination of a feature, and they're going to put in more parking because they were getting overflow problems going out across the other side of the road.
That means that every time they want to change a ride or something, they should have conditional use?
No, they've come back. In this instance, they've come back with revisions to eliminate one feature and replace it with another feature. And this is an added feature within the water park setting itself. I don't remember what the last thing was we did. Been a while. When they converted it from whatever it was called before Jungle Jim's.
Sports complex.
Sports complex, that's right. And they've deleted certain things, and they created a lazy river ride one time. They did a little water feature where you get the shooting water and shower actions under umbrellas and all that. Been a while, been 2 years or so since we changed anything.
Everything's on the same lines of amusement park, right?
Within the same complex area, yeah.
No, it's all the same.
Is the height the question then?
No, the question when you reviewed it last time.
As before.
We just wanted to know what the height was. We weren't sure.
They didn't give us a whole lot of information before.
Didn't have anybody here that didn't give us enough information as far as height.
But the conditional use was for an amusement park. It wasn't specific to the types of amusements within the park.
Yeah, this was a park that already existed within the commercial district.
It wasn't approved as a conditional use?
No.
So it sounds like in the past you have not required them to file a conditional use application and have done it as a revision to site plan.
On this site, that's right. The reason that the one we just looked at went before conditional use process was because they were creating an additional miniature golf course, which required a conditional use. They could have done some minor amendments to their, to their site plan for the water park without that conditional use. And what they end up getting was an approval of expansion of the water park without the miniature golf course in the other instance. And this, this facility's gotten to the point of almost being all water park, pretty much. As they progressively eliminate some of their features, they go back to a water orientation.
So is there a consensus that we, that this is a permitted change, or?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Well, it sounds like you have entertained this type of a requested entertained and approved this type of requested modification before. Seems, and if that is the case, I would say that you should try to be consistent. And if you've done that for other existing amusement parks that were built in C1 areas, and have done the same thing for those, seems you would be consistent as opposed to sending them back for to apply for a conditional use when they're basically adding a feature that is pretty similar to other features they already have.
And I was checking, Mr. Smith, I didn't see if there's a need for a sidewalk or boardwalk in that location. I don't think it's near the road.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm just looking myself.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Jungle Jim's Amusement Park revised site plan, my motion is for approval of this expansion to the existing water park.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Jungle Jim's Amusement Park revised site plan on Road 273. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.